can you say about the shoulder? Are you playing it all this weekend?
We've got like a bit of a match simulation just in training. So I think I'm doing that. So I've got two sessions, I think, to see how it goes. So I've been doing contact stuff for the last week and a half, 2 weeks. Feeling better at every session, so I've still got a few more sessions to get through.
So
is that tomorrow or Saturday? Sorry.
That's tomorrow, I think.
So as far as Thursday goes, what would you say? You're uncertain, likely, confident?
I'm likely. Yeah, I've still got a bit of work to do over the next week. So look, there's still a few boxes that need to be ticked. So that's sort of where we sit at the moment.
Hasn't been ideal, has it?
Oh, yeah, having an injury is never ideal, and having to go in a couple of times to make sure it's all right isn't ideal. But coming out of the one in December that I had to clean it up a little bit, I'm really confident that's got the job done. So. Better late than never, I suppose, to get it right. So anyway, it's on track for where we want it to be and where we saw it was going to be from December.
What's the bigger concern? Is it the lack of conditioning or the lack of sort of match practice?
Oh, it's not about conditioning. I've been running the whole way through. So when I went back in December, I missed probably a week of doing running just from being surgery. But the whole way through, I've been doing a heap of running. So my legs are in really good nick. I think probably in terms of match fitness, obviously the first for probably 5 or 10 minutes, I'll be blowing pretty hard. But I think once I get used, normally after half time in previous years, I'm normally pretty good. So I think initially I'll be out of breath for a little bit, but I'll rotate as heavily as I can, as long as I'm allowed to do that as often as I can. But that's sort of the legs are fine. Just getting used to getting contact again.
So I was going to ask you, what's the message been from the coach? Has there been one in terms of what you might need to do, or is he giving you any indication?
Look, Bolt's been really supportive the whole way through. He's left the ball in my court. So in terms of, it's more just been dealing with the fitness stuff and just getting incrementally more contact and more tackling into it. So I've been building that up for the last few weeks to a really good point where I can really test it out now.
So the new rotation caps, that's not sort of a factor for you in terms of making the decision whether you fit or not?
No, I don't think so. No, I think one of the backmen just might have to give up one of their rotations, so that's all right. They don't normally do too much down there, hopefully. So I think the rotation for me will be fine, yeah.
What's your thought on that overall? Do you think it's good for the game? Down to 90 and you guys spending a bit more time on the field? Or?
Yeah, the boys, we've been sticking to it to 90 or under for our first three games, the NAB Challenge. I think the boys have enjoyed that. We have found it a little bit challenging, but I think the fitness that we've been doing over the pre-season has been directed at that, so I think it's been fine from our point of view. I think it's good for the game.
But what have you made of the criticism of Dale Thomas? He's copped it from all flanks this week.
Yeah, I don't understand why he's the whipping boy as much as what he is. I think the reality is he's played two games in 24 months, and he missed a couple of kicks that I think he'd like to have them back, but they're a couple of kicks, and it's a snub challenge, and I think you've seen a lot of blokes in this NAB challenge period miss kicks, but I think it's because it's Daisy Thomas. I think they just like getting stuck into him. But the way he's trained and the way his body looks, the condition he's in, he's set to prove a lot of people wrong. You know, I couldn't be happy with the way he's been training, and the boys and the coaches are right behind him, and I think you'll see a really, really good Dale Thomas this year.
What do you see his role as?
Yeah, I think he'll rotate through quite a few areas. I think he's obviously been a really good wingman throughout his career, so no doubt he'll spend a lot of time on the wing, but going through the middle as well as half forward and even half back, he's got a lot of strings to his bow, Daisy. So I think you'll see him probably mainly on the wing, but filter through those other areas.
There's been a few number one picks down the years, no disrespect. What do you make of the...
What was that disrespect?
Well, sorry. You know, obviously you don't get them for positive results.
Yeah, correct.
Tell us about the latest one. It looks like he's got an amazing head on his shoulders. What have you made of him?
Yeah, he's impressed me as soon as he's walked in the door at the club. It almost looks like he's been playing for 10 years. Yeah. Jacob, he's just really, as you said, really cool above the shoulders. Asking a lot of questions, willing to learn, soaks everything in. And he's directing his teammates around him as well. I think the way in which Bolts is teaching everyone at the footy club, it's about directing your teammates around you, and he's really taken that on board for an 18-year-old. It's really impressive to see. So he's going to be a really good player for the footy club for a lot of years.
You see him playing most games this year?
Yeah, I think so. You've got to be careful with not burning out kids as well. So I think the way he's been playing the last couple of weeks, he'll definitely be putting his hand right up to play round one. I think the club's really smart in the way they've been managing his training loads, and I think that'll come into games as well.
How good an addition is Kerridge been?
I can't wait to play with him. I think the way in which he's come across, his professionalism, his attack on the ball and man, I think is something that's impressed a lot of people from watching the first few games of him as well. It's amazing he's only 22. I thought he was a lot older than that. So I think he's going to play a lot of footy for footy club, which is great.
He has a lot of depth, doesn't he, for the midfield?
Yeah, he does.
He's still strong in the rest, so.
Yeah, well, I think when we've got everyone up and running through that midfield, as long as we can stay injury free, I think we've got a lot of good variation in there. I think he offers that inside grunt as well as outside. He's unbelievably fit. I can't wait to play with him.
Do you see kicking a score being a problem this year? I mean, the glaring one for you, you're going to huff and puff a bit, and your midfield, as you say, is probably the strength, and the back line's okay, but kicking a score?
Oh, look, I think the guys we've got down there, I think I'd back them in, but I think the whole midfield group need to pitch in as well. So I don't think we've got one bloke that we're just going to have to rely on to kick four or five every week. I think as long as we've got guys pitching in, that's going to see us through. And as long as we're defending as well and can limit the opposition and kick a few more than them, that'll be all right.
AFLPA pushing for 6-year qualification period for free agency as part of the next CBA negotiations. How do you feel about that? Is that something you support?
I haven't even really thought about it, to be honest, but I think the movement from players and giving them an option, I think, is a really good thing. And 6 years at a club, I think, is long enough where you've paid back the club for obviously drafting you or rooking you. And I think as long as the club culture's there and you have a really strong one in that and you want players to play for the club and the jumper, I think those issues won't really arise as long as you look after them.